I'm Jason Bogue, the editor of Media Bistro's publishing blog, Galley Cat. I think that Edgar Allan Poe's work is still very scary today. First time I discovered Edgar Allan Poe as a kid, my dad had a hardbound edition, complete with Harry Clark's illustrations, and I read The Black Cat as a young kid, and that still sticks with me to this day.
I took from my waistcoat pocket a penknife, opened it, grasped the poor beast by the throat, and deliberately cut one of its eyes from the socket.
I'm Brian White. I'm the editor of CinemaSuicide.com. Well, to be truthful, I never actually thought Poe was scary. I'm sure as people were reading it in like 1845, they were clutching their pearls and getting the vapors and stuff like that. I mean, it's still very strong stuff. Like the Pit and the Pendulum is just a parade of unpleasantness.
I gasped and struggled at each vibration. I shrunk convulsively at its every sweep. My eyes followed its outward or upward whirls with the eagerness of the most unmeaning despair. They closed themselves spasmodically at the descent, although death would have been a relief.
I think the kids, once they read it, find just how scary it is, especially my favorite's Mask of the Red Death. Once they see that basically the zombie-like figure shows up and just murders everybody, I think they realize just how dark and scary and twisted this one man was.
The Red Death had long devastated the country. No pestilence had ever been so fatal or so hideous. Blood was its avatar and its seal, the redness and the horror of blood. There were sharp pains and sudden dizziness, and then profuse bleeding at the pores with dissolution.
You know, we can talk about the legend of Poe and, you know, was he an opium head or not, but what really still stands out to them at the end of the story is everybody dies, and that's a universally scary message. My name is Christopher Barry, and I teach 7th grade English in Cluster D at the Keene Middle School in Keene, New Hampshire.
My name is Brad Colburn, and I live in Concord.
Did you, like, study Edgar Allan Poe or read any in high school or middle school?
No, absolutely nothing about him.
Well, do you remember, like, The Raven?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the Telltale Heart?
I think I read it when I was, like, in kindergarten or something.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask somebody that, like, reads a lot.
I'm Laura Kanoy, host of The Exchange on New Hampshire Public Radio. I went back and read The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe, and yes, I found this very scary. The idea of madness, the idea of random violence, I still find this story very, very creepy. I was very uncomfortable reading it, and I was really glad I was done reading it.
I'm Theodore Lavoie, and I am 9 years old.
I'm Henry Lavoie, and I am 11 years old.
So you never studied any of this in school?
No, I've just heard a couple stories of his and done some stuff around him, but I've never studied him or read any of his books.
If I read you some, would you tell me if it was scary?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. True, nervous, very, very dreadfully nervous I had been and am. But why will you say that I am
that I
mad?
I scream or the die. And now, again, hark, louder, 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 louder. Villains, I shrieked, dissemble no more. I admit the deed. Tear up the planks. Here, here. It is the beating of his hideous heart.
Yeah, very descriptive.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Is it scary, though?
No.
No, just a little gory.
Yeah, it's gory.
I heard a record of it, and it had, like, the heart beating and stuff, and it had all those sound effects in it, so it ended up being, like, much more suspenseful. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So would you read this if you got older, do you think?
Yeah, I think I'd read it.
Do you want to check it out? I've got this big thing.
Actually, I think I'm good. I just started reading The Hobbit.
Ha 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 ha